Wednesday, October 7th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. Today we find ourselves looking to the writings in 2 Corinthians. Grab your Bible and open there with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This portion of scripture is titled The Ministry of Reconciliation, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. The focus of today's teaching is going to be on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is also known to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast that outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Reconciliation, and this is what he wrote. Sin is a fundamental relationship. It is not wrongdoing, it is wrong being, deliberate and emphatic independence of God. The Christian religion bases everything on the positive, radical nature of sin. Other religions deal with sins. The Bible alone deals with sin. The first thing Jesus Christ faced in men was the heredity of sin, and it is because we have ignored this in our presentation of the gospel that the message of the gospel has lost its sting and its blasting power. The revelation of the Bible is not that Jesus Christ took upon himself our fleshly sins, but that he took upon himself the heredity of sin which no man can touch. God made his own son to be sin that he might make the sinner a saint. All through the Bible it is revealed that our Lord bore the sin of the world by identification, not by sympathy. He deliberately took upon his own shoulders and bore his own person the whole massed sin of the human race. The scripture says, he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And by doing so, he put the whole human race on the basis of redemption. Jesus Christ rehabilitated the human race. He put it back to where God designed it to be, and anyone can enter into union with God on the ground of what our Lord has done on the cross. A man cannot redeem himself. Redemption is God's bit. It is absolutely finished and complete. Its reference to individual men is question of their individual action. A distinction must always be made between the revelation of redemption and the conscious experience of salvation in a man's life. What portion of today's devotional has stood out to you? Was it the part where Oswald Chambers says that it is because we have ignored sin in our presentation of the gospel that the message of the gospel has lost its sting and its blasting power? He's talking about the heredity of sin. the nature to sin that we had because of Adam and Eve's choice. Christ has come and has taken on that heredity of sin upon his shoulders and has given us the freedom which is ours if we choose it. It's important that when we share the gospel message, we share the full gospel message. That is, that by faith in Christ, professing with our lips, believing in our heart, we receive salvation. However, there is a portion there that requires the repentance of sin, the turning away of a life spent moving away from God to a life that is spent moving towards God, renouncing sinful lifestyles. What is your perspective on this morning's teaching? Would you agree with what Oswald Chambers has said? Would you disagree? How would you state it if you were to write a letter to yourself? I think it's incredibly important that we have a great understanding of what it is that Christ accomplished on the cross. It makes a difference to not only our own salvation, but the salvation that we talk about when we share the gospel with others. I hope that you've been both challenged and encouraged this morning. Will you join again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, and we learn about the exclusiveness of Christ? In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.